Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan did something that many Republicans sense.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Republicans, thinking Republicans, are starting to do. He said, "I don't agree with Biden's policies, but I believe in my country." And at this point in time, Donald Trump is a clear and present danger. As such, I must vote for Joe Biden. So says Jeff Duncan, former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. And that is interesting because when you get Republicans of his caliber to get on board, even Michael Steele, who is a former chair of the Republican Party and others, when they come out and say, you know what, I am not a Democrat, I don't believe in their policies, but in order to save this country, I am voting for Joe Biden. It tells you something. I want you to listen to this quasi-semi-segment on Stephanie Ruhle, and then we'll take it on the other side.
Michael, the combat boots was sort of icing on the cake. It was an unexpected treat that you delivered, but here's why I wanted you to join us tonight. In an op-ed, the former lieutenant governor, which you once were, of the state of Georgia, Jeff Duncan has a piece out where he said he is voting for Joe Biden in November, and he wants other Republicans to join him. He writes this, quote, "The GOP will never rebuild until we move on from the Trump era. Unlike Trump, I belong to the GOP my entire life. This November, I am voting for a decent person I disagree with on policy over a criminal defendant without a moral compass." Now, Georgia is a crucial purple state. Is Duncan a Republican with enough influence there to get people to listen?
Yeah, I believe so. Look, he served well. And everything that I've been able to gauge, people liked him. And he did a good job as lieutenant governor. He's known in the state. He's former baseball player and athlete. And so he's got sort of a gravitas with voters and people in the state that can be useful in helping to create the appropriate permission structure for Republicans and center right independent voters who otherwise would maybe lean more towards Trump because, well, you know, going back to mom, she'd be mad at me if I voted for a Democrat. There are a lot of efforts underway that I'm involved with and others are involved with. And I really applaud the lieutenant governor for taking a very bold stance here and helping to frame and create that permission structure to say it's OK, because we are facing a very clear choice between a decent man who has, you know, his shortcomings. But one of them is not wanting to be a dictator. One of them is not wanting to create concentration camps in Texas. One of them is not trying to tear up the Constitution. And certainly one of them is not blaming everybody else for his failings. And so the more you're able to create that structure, the more Republicans that are out there voicing that opinion that it's okay to do.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Do that, the more I think you'll see those numbers begin to move. And in a state like Georgia, that will matter because Georgia will be in play for both Republicans and Democrats this November. So I applaud the lieutenant governor, welcome him to the ranks of those of us who are going to vote for a decent man as opposed to a wannabe dictator. and keep the country from falling further into decline.
He doesn't just talk about who he's going to vote for. He calls out big name Republicans like Chris Sununu and Bill Barr, saying that their choice to support Trump is dead wrong.
All right. So as it turns out, Michael Steele nails it. When you have guys, Republicans like Jeff Duncan coming out and making it clear that they're not only not going to be writing in somebody's name or anything like that, but that they will be voting for the Democrat in order to support democracy. When they refer to the president as he's a decent guy, compared to the thug that we could possibly elect, it breaks down to one thing that I've been talking about. As Democrats come home, as thinking moral Republicans decide that they will not put the country in danger by supporting and voting for a charlatan like Donald Trump, a thug like Donald Trump, what you see going to happen is that this election that so many people think is going to be close, it's not going to be at all. We're looking at a landslide. Like I've been saying over and over again, I may have to eat my words in November, but I doubt it, because I think that there will be a lot more Jeff Duncans. There will be a lot more Liz Cheney's. There will be a lot more Ben Sasse and many others who pretty much says they can't deal with this guy. Folks, folks are coming home, not to a party, but coming home to save their country.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.